This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Tuesday morning. As we head into this day, we just want to stop and think a little bit about what God says to us in His Word. Because when God speaks to us in our lives, we know that we can encounter God. It means that we can have a personal relationship with God, and that changes our lives completely. How important it is in any communication, not only to talk to God, and that's what we call praying, but also to learn to listen to God. Because what God wants is a real relationship, not just you going through religious activity, saying memorized prayers or anything like that, but rather, He wants to talk to you. He wants you to know what He's saying to you. He wants you to respond to Him, to interact with Him. He doesn't only want you to say some beautiful words of worship or praise. He also wants you to express your frustration with Him, your anger, your sadness, all of those things. It's a relationship. He doesn't just want the good side of you. He wants to walk with you through thick and thin, through your frustrations. He wants you to be real with Him. Well, that is something life-changing, isn't it? Imagine being able to talk to the God of the universe in that way and to have Him talk to you. This is why we take time each day at this time of day to read a little of the Word of God and think about what God is saying to us. And this week, we're looking at this idea that God has spoken to us by His Son. That's Jesus. Now, what that says to me is that a relationship with God is not one way. Sometimes we feel like it's like that, right? We have our prayer requests, and we sort of pray through the list of things we hope God will do, and really praying for us is like just hoping out loud. We're not really talking to someone, but the fact that God speaks, says to us, is that God wants a real relationship. It's not one way. It's not just you praying. God wants to speak into your life. It says to me also that God is involved, right? Sometimes we can get this picture, well, yes, God created everything, but then He's just sort of sat back and He's waiting to see what happens. And this is not at all the picture of God that we find in the Bible, is it? God says to us, I am intensely interested in what is happening in your life. Do you remember that when Jesus was born into our world, that when it was told that Jesus would be born, it said, and you will call His name Emmanuel. And that word Emmanuel in the Hebrew language that was spoken in means God with us. God with us. Well, this is the reality of God speaking to us by His Son Jesus. He's saying to us, I'm with you. I'm there. I'm involved. Don't think of me as distant. Don't think of me as not caring. Don't think of me as someone who's just up in the sky somewhere and our affairs don't really matter to you because we're just bugs in the dirt and you're the great God. No. God wants you to know He is here. He's paying attention to you. He's not distracted. He's not overwhelmed by all the things happening in the world. He can pay attention to every person in the world all at once because He is God. He's never too distant for you to take your concerns to. God is involved in your life. And I think what it also says to us is that God wants to be understood. The very fact that He speaks means He wants to be understood. God is not playing hide and seek with you. God wants you to find Him. Are you searching for God in your life right now? Are you asking questions about the meaning of your life? Are you trying to understand the things going on in your life? Do you know God wants to speak into your life? God wants to be found. He wants you to get to know Him. And the way that is going to happen is as you pick up your Bible and say, God, please reveal Yourself to me, and start reading and allow God to show you more of what He is, what he's like, how he wants to relate to you. You will never be sorry that you spent time with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.